From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, July 24th. I'm Abby Larico. Missouri Republicans will choose between two former state senators in the race to succeed retiring Congressman Blaine Lukemire. And the race could be a test on the power of Donald Trump's endorsement, in this case, of State Senator Bob Onder.
Being able to say that, you know, Trump, this national figure and stalwart in the conservative sphere, is endorsing me, you know, that's huge for Bob Onder, I think.
Coming up on The Gateway, St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on if that would outweigh Lukemire's backing of former Senator Kurt Schaefer in this competitive GOP matchup. St. Louis Public School officials say they still don't have a contract with a transportation company to operate the district's buses. That means the school system will have to use Metrobus, shuttles operated by volunteers, and even cabs to get students to school next month. St. Louis Public Radio's Lauren Brenneke reports.
District officials announced a transportation plan during a school board meeting on Tuesday. It relies on 19 vendors to drive 13,000 students using small vehicles and shuttles. More than 1,000 high school students will take Metrobus to school. The district lost its transportation contract in May when the Missouri Bus Company terminated its contract early, citing driver shortages. School District Chief Operations Officer Square Watson says he's not confident the emergency plan will work. On a scale of 1 to 10, he says,
In regards to our readiness, I would probably say that we're around a 6.5.
District officials say they'll inform parents of their plans by email. I'm Lauren Brenneke, St. Louis Public Radio.
A St. Louis circuit judge ordered the immediate release of Christopher Dunn on Monday after overturning his conviction, but Dunn remains in custody. St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Dunn was convicted of murder and assault in 1991 and has been in a Missouri prison ever since. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore says all evidence indicates Dunn has been innocent this whole time. Despite the judge's decision, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey's office has expressed plans to appeal the ruling. In the meantime, Dunn remains in prison. His wife Kira says his loved ones are holding their breath.
We are overjoyed, and at the same time, we're also afraid to really exhale until Chris actually takes his first free steps.
The circuit attorney's office says they're working to assess their options to get Dunn released quickly. They say the attorney general doesn't have a legal basis to appeal the judge's decision. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis is moving forward with plans to force a takeover of the Railway Exchange building in the city's downtown, either through buying the vacant property or using eminent domain to seize it. Jason Hall is the CEO of Greater St. Louis. He says the move sends a strong message to absentee landlords that are not maintaining and developing downtown buildings.
You've got to remove these blights from downtown St. Louis. This is not acceptable in the Central Business District. It's not acceptable as the front door to a growing metro, the 16th fastest growing metro in the United States.
That statistic there referring to GDP specifically. The 22-story, 1.25 million square foot building has been vacant for 10 years and has been the site of criminal activity for much of that time. The city doesn't have specific plans for the building, but Mayor Tashara Jones says she and her staff are starting to explore possibilities. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has launched an investigation into potentially improper payments made to county council employees. The probe involves overpayments to at least three employees. That includes Auditor Tony Jackson, who is alleged to have received unwarranted pay raises. Page said in a statement yesterday announcing the investigation that it is the result of a whistleblower coming forward. He's asking for records to be turned over to investigators by the end of the week. Nearly 500 workers at a plant that supplies General Motors with seats for its vehicles are on the picket line this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports workers at the Lear plant in Wentzville are striking for higher wages and other improvements in a new contract.
The strike began early Monday morning after the union and company failed to reach an agreement during contract negotiations. Michelle Dove works at the Lear facility and says companies up and down the car supply chain are bringing in huge profits.
You know, it'd be something different if they weren't making such record profits, but they're just not wanting to share. So they just need to share with us because everybody works on our little backs.
UAW Local 282 leadership says issues around production standards, health and safety, and retirement benefits are other drivers of the strike. The work stoppage at Lear is affecting the nearby General Motors plant, according to GM. Lear, in a statement, says the company is committed to reaching an agreement that benefits all parties. In Wentzville, I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri Republicans in the state's 3rd congressional district essentially have two former state senators to choose from to replace Blaine Lueckemeyer, Bob Onder and Kurt Schaefer. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the candidates are taking different approaches.
When Lueckemeyer announced earlier this year he would retire at the end of his term, some thought that the St. Elizabeth Republican was finally fed up with the chaos in the U.S. House. But during a February speech outside of Kansas City, Lueckemeyer made clear that his decision to depart from politics was less about D.C. dysfunction and more about actually wanting to retire.
Yeah, I'm not quitting because of all the crap going on in D.C. I'm quitting because I'm going to be 72 years old in May. I got 7 grandkids and 3 kids.
Although some expected a big Republican field to emerge to replace Lueckemeyer, there's really only 2 major candidates seeking to succeed him: former state senators Bob Onder and Kurt Schaefer. And both have very different views on how they would approach serving in a U.S. House that's been beset with GOP infighting and occasional chaos. Onder, a physician and attorney from St. Charles County, spent much of his time in the Missouri Senate tangling with GOP leadership. He says being a thorn in the side of other Republicans is a strength to push the GOP to enact more conservative immigration and spending policies.
And it's easy to say that, say the right thing on the campaign trail. It's another thing to fight the good fight, to walk the walk when you're in public office. The way I put it, if you won't stand up to the Jeff City swamp, you'll never stand up to the D.C. swamp.
Schaefer is an attorney who spent around 6 years as chairman of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. The Columbia resident says he has a record of accomplishment that shows he won't just be a show horse when he goes to the nation's capital.
And I'm tired of people wanting to get elected to be nothing but political influencers online and not doing the job that actually needs to be done. I think that's why we see the problems we've got in Washington, and I'm tired of it.
So far, Schaefer and Onder have thrown some sharp elbows. Onder is accusing Schaefer of being insufficiently conservative, pointing to his statements earlier in his career expressing a desire for moderation in the state's politics. Schaefer has pointed out that Onder lives slightly outside of the district's boundaries and added he doesn't think he'll be effective in Congress. But the 3rd district race could be less of a contest about issue differences and more about the power of endorsements. Onder not only received the backing of Donald Trump, but Trump's statement endorsing him accused Schaefer of being weak on MAGA without elaborating. St. Charles County resident Zephram Conrad says the fact Trump endorsed Onder matters.
Being able to say that, Trump, this national figure and stalwart in the conservative sphere, is endorsing me, that's huge for Bob Onder, I think.
Schaefer backers, though, are pointing to Lueckemeyer's full-throated endorsement, as well as backing from agricultural and law enforcement groups. And Schaefer's Mid-Missouri supporters have expressed apprehension about someone from the St. Louis area representing the 3rd District. Jennifer Bukowski, a Columbia attorney who is backing Schaefer, also says Onder's clashes with GOP leaders during his time in the Missouri Senate is not a compelling reason to vote for him.
And I had the privilege of watching our speaker, Mike Johnson, speak at a luncheon, and he needs help. He doesn't need another Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz that's going to throw bombs and be calling for votes of no confidence or to redo the speaker's race. We need to send someone there that will do the job and get things done.
Whoever wins the 3rd Congressional District Republican primary on August 6th will be heavily favored to win in November, since the district tilts towards the GOP. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.